Imagine you're strolling the aisles in your supermarket and you hear a beep. A little message appears on your trolley or on your cell phone, or a little voice cries out telling you that you just passed your family's favorite peanut butter. Now, would you consider this A, an appalling intrusion into your privacy and an unacceptable degree of customer profiling, or B, an incredibly helpful feature? Which means you now won't get bawled out by the kids for again forgetting to buy what they consider a vital foodstuff. This is not just being nosy. The answer you and I give is going to determine whether a new kind of technology called RFID makes it out of the warehouse and onto the retail floor. RFID stands for Radio Frequency Identification and is basically a way of tagging a product, a bit like a barcode, only smarter. Barcodes don't say anything about which batch the product is in or how long it's been on the shelf. They can't identify each product individually. This is where RFID comes in. What if a tag on each product contained a lot more data, such as when it left the warehouse or whether it's been kept in a place that's too hot or too cold? What if you were able to press a button on the computer in your office and ping all the products in your warehouse for an instant inventory? Of course, retailers and suppliers are pretty excited about all this. In fact, it's already in place in quite a few industries, including, for some strange reason, the livestock fraternity. A lot of pets also get RFID tagged these days, so when they stray, they can be identified and returned to their owners. RFIDs are in. So where is the problem? The problem comes when you deploy it in public. These RFID tags are very efficient. They can store a lot of data for a long time. If you buy a pair of shoes, for example, the tag in those shoes could contain data about when and where you bought them and how much they cost. That's now. In the future, the same tag could also know where you've been with them, how often you've changed the laces, whether you have foot odor issues, and whether you might have been breaking the law in them. Needless to say, it's a sticky area. The issue, I mean, not the inside of your shoes. Privacy groups are upset, and bound to get more so if retailers start introducing technology like this without explaining it first. What I don't want is an RFID tag on every product, banknote, and credit card I have, transmitting information about me that allows shop clerks, bank tellers, policemen, and my mother to know where I've been, what I'm wearing, how much money I have in my pocket, and whether I changed my socks recently. That's not about to happen, but the technology allows it. And some retailers and law enforcement agencies would love it, not to mention my mother. We as customers need to figure out what we're comfortable with. Finding the peanut butter is well and good, but we'd better be careful we know what comes along with it. This is Jeremy Wagstaff for the BBC's World Business Report.
And just a tip for our website running